Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I don't know where you're going, but in this hour, Ava covers Adele. Ava goes into the deep end now of the Rich Paul, Ben Simmons, Adele lovers triangle. That's coming up. Billy King, in this hour, reacts to what
Sharania.
Yeah. He says about the strategy of Daryl Morey playing the long game.
Yeah.
But I want to start this hour. One of my favorite websites is Bleeding Green Nation.
Every day, several times.
You know, I'm going to tell you why. Because they bleed green.
Yeah.
They're as Eagles can be. Mm-hmm. And the man behind it is a man named Brandon Lee Gout, and he is on the line with us right now. Hi, Brandon.
Hey, Angelo. Thanks for reading.
Brandon, let's start with this. I guess poignant for you, Brandon Brooks calls it a career after 10 years, 6 in Philadelphia. How great was he?
Oh, he was amazing. And obviously not just on the field, where I really think he was underrated from a standpoint of a lot of these Pro Bowl, All-Pro offensive linemen earlier on in their careers. They kind of get the benefit of the doubt when you're a high draft pick, and he wasn't. You know, he was a day two kind of third-round kind of pick from a smaller school, Miami, Ohio. So I felt like he never truly got the recognition he deserved in a lot of ways from a national perspective. I mean, he never got named to an All-Pro team, despite being one of the best guards in the NFL. And obviously what he did off the field as a mental health advocate as well. And I know he's going to have a bright future, whatever he decides to do. Obviously, he said he's applying to Penn. I'm sure he'll get in. So just an incredible person in addition to an incredible player.
Brandon, is every member of the Super Bowl championship team basically beloved for life by the fan base in the city?
In the long term, yes. You know, I think there was some people there, like a Nelson Aguilar, like a Nelson Jeffrey, even like a Carson Wentz, who, you know, it wasn't always all good, especially as things ended for those guys. But, you know, I think down the road, they all come back. They're honored by the Eagles at halftime or whatever they do. I think all of those guys are obviously getting cheered, yes.
All right, so Brandon, I'm going to ask this next question. I'm already looking at my email, and I'm getting in trouble on it. But I try to be an advocate for the fans, and I know that the fans, including me, wanted a little more information on what was going on with that great $14 million a year guard this year. Do you have any idea why he was not able to recover from the pack?
Yeah, it's a good question because, you know, we all heard Lane Johnson say, right, that he expected him to be out for 8 weeks, and obviously Lane Johnson isn't a doctor, but you know, he's pretty close with Brandon Brooks. So it is a weird situation. Maybe, you know, it was hard, you know, because we would ask Nick Sirianni about this every single week, and he really wouldn't budge at all on this and give us anything, any kind of morsel of information about this. My understanding, you know, is that Brandon Brooks was there at the facility working out and everything, so I don't think it was like, you know, a lack of effort by any means, but I don't know if it was kind of just his body wore down on him, because you have to think, you know, he had that Achilles injury in 2019 and then a separated shoulder and then another Achilles. Like, he just kind of went through everything. So I kind of just wonder at the end of the day if his body kind of just gave up on him.
Well, that's certainly a possibility. And I'm not denigrating him in any way, but I am trying to get more information because he did mention to us several times during yesterday's news conference that he takes pride in being transparent. He said it right there. Listen.
You know, I just want to be known as a person who is, you know, transparent.
That's why I would just like to know if that was an issue, if the anxiety creeped back in this year. Are fans entitled to get answers to questions like that, Brandon, or is it too private to ask that?
Yeah, I think that's a fair question. I mean, you know, everyone, including myself, you guys, the people listening, put a lot of investment into this, so you want to know at the very least what's going on. Maybe, again, if not immediately, too, at the very least at the end of all of it. And we kind of don't know here. Again, I tend to think it was kind of a combination of body breaking down and all of that, and obviously kind of time just running out by the end of the season. You know, maybe if they advanced a little further, he would have been back. But, you know, I can't see that for sure. So it's kind of just still mystery.
All right, let's talk for a minute. You know, I was reading yesterday, probably at your website, that Howie Roseman last year had a very good draft. And he did. He got five players that played a lot this year. He got a star in the making, certainly, in Devontae Smith. What did he do different, Brandon? Why did he have such a good draft after he'd had three terrible ones before it?
Well, I think some of it's luck. You know, that's not a fun answer to give. I also think I have to give Philadelphia some credit in terms of, I felt like everyone was almost bullying Howie Roseman into drafting Devontae Smith last year and was like, Howie, you have to do this. You cannot pass on this guy, especially after passing on Justin Jefferson. So I think, you know, there was some pressure.
Alabama.
Just pick Alabama players. It's pretty easy, Brandon.
That was, I think, asked of him, you know, in his pre-draft press conference. It was like, hey, why are you guys not taking Alabama players? It had been forever. So I'm certainly sure that was on his radar as well. And, again, just having the, you know, trading up to the 10, obviously, being originally at 12, having just a better talent pool to pick from with those high picks, you know, that's the benefit after coming off a really bad year where you're, what, 4-11-1. So that certainly helped as well.
All right, so he's got three of those ones this year. Brandon? You run a great website. What is your advice to Howie Roseman? Package them to get a franchise quarterback, give Hurts another year, and use those picks for great surrounding players. What's your advice to Howie?
I mean, I don't know how you can watch some of these playoff games and think that, yes, Jalen Hurts can be our plan A. He can be our top option going into the offseason. Now, that doesn't mean, you know, you find yourself at a place where you fall back onto Jalen Hurts, because maybe Russell Wilson doesn't want to come here, or whoever you want to try doesn't want to come here. And obviously those guys have no trade clauses, so that's kind of relevant. But to me, if I'm Howie Roseman, or if I'm talking to Howie Roseman, I'm telling him, if you can get Russell Wilson, who's an elite quarterback, you have to do everything you can. I don't want to hear, they're too far away to get an elite quarterback. No team is too far away from anything to get an elite quarterback. Like, that's the goal. That's what you need. So that's what I'm going after first and foremost.
All right, I got one last thing, because that was a great answer, Brandon, but you left out another candidate. One, getting the full support of Al Morganti here at the WIP Morning Show, Deshaun Watson.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want him?
I think that I would not do it for if I was the GM, but I think the Eagles are absolutely going to look back into that. I think there was a lot of serious interest there last year, and you know, with this whole situation now where – apparently, he might not want to go to Miami with Brian Flores out there, and we'll see where Brian Flores potentially lands, the new head coach, and maybe that'll impact where Deshaun Watson wants to go. And if he's even available to go anywhere, who knows with this situation up in the air. But I don't think that's going to stop the Eagles from seriously looking back into that once again.
But why aren't you? You don't want him. Why?
I think there's too much unknown there. You know, obviously, there's the legal situation. You don't even know if he's going to be available to play. Obviously, the allegations are very serious. And, you know, I don't want to downplay those at all. So it's tough. I think it makes the most football sense for the Eagles, but it's not just that simple. It's not that simple of an equation.
Brandon Lee Gouten establishing once again, he has higher moral qualities than Al Morganti.
Mm-hmm.
Brandon, great stuff. We read you all the time. Bleeding Green Nation, it's fantastic. Thank you, Brandon.
Thanks, guys.
Did that argument help at all, Al? Nothing's going to sway you on Watson.
Well, if he's available, if the league says he can play, he's going to play somewhere.
Let me review what's going on so far. He is available. The people that run the Texans say he will not be back.
Okay.
That they have traded in any leverage they would have of bringing him back. They're not bringing him back.
But you don't know he's available to play.
Yeah. We don't know that.
That's the problem.
There could be a suspension, but ultimately, at most, he'd get half a season.
Well, that's a lot of games.
I don't know that, but I mean,
all right, hold on. So that's the one thing, and the other thing is that with Watson is he has to agree to come here.
Yeah,
but I don't see he wanted to go with Flores,
right?
But Flores got fired in Miami, and he's a possibility for the Giants. And their owner, John Mara, came out yesterday and said, we ain't taking Watson no matter what.
I was surprised at how strong
he was. We do not want that guy. He's too much trouble.
And that's a franchise's model that you want to follow.
No, I'm just reporting facts.
Well, I'm just telling you. Do you think Giants fans are happy with that?
I have no idea. I don't know Giants fans.
If you were a fan of
your son's a Giants fan. Call him.
Yeah, my son wants Hey, I tried. I did my best. It didn't work. I'm not even sure he does want it.
Well, I don't know. But
I have a feeling he wants it.
But if he is suspended, say, 5 games.
Yeah.
At the first 5 games of the season. So now you don't have him for those first 5 games.
Wasn't Ezekiel Elliott suspended the year the Eagles won the Super Bowl for 6 games? Was that the year
he
was suspended?
Yes, that's correct. Yes, it is.
That was a very large help to the Eagles.
Yeah, let's say he was suspended for a whole year.
Yeah.
But then available in the next draft, and the Eagles had the first pick.
All right, here he goes. He's changing all the circumstances.
Well, I'm just saying, it's the same
thing. The guy's 27 now. He's in the draft again.
But I'm
in your stupid hypotheticals.
But isn't it the same thing if you have somebody that's available?
Right.
Would you take him in front of
him? No! I'm not taking him!
Al, that means he would not have played football for 2 years.
Yeah.
I'm not taking him!
Oh, well, then there's no discussion.
He's a lowlife.
Are you sure?
Right now I am. But let's see how the next few weeks play out. Patrick's up from Tabernacle. Hi, Pat!
Good morning, Angelo. Hey, listen, man, with your drive down tomorrow, you get Butch from Manny to twist you up the doobie. Listen to some Iron Maiden. You'll be in Atlantic City in no time, man. You don't have anything to worry about.
You know what, Pat? That's not a terrible scenario.
Bingo. It's not. But listen, tip the driver $50. Give him G-bill when you go down. And when you arrive, give him another 50 spot. And that's how you got to handle it.
50 each way, over and above what he's getting tapped.
Absolutely.
All right, hold on, Pat. Hold on, because I have learned this now that's an interesting twist on tipping. If I give it to him when I get in the car, he's very excited and gives me better treatment.
Not really.
Yeah, exactly. That way he lets you smoke that doobie that puts you in the hook. All right? Come on, Andy.
I don't think a
driver's going to permit the smoking of marijuana in the car.
He will if you give him $50. That's what I'm saying. You're not listening. So listen, that's not why I called. Al, my Danny.
Yo.
I'm supposed to put my hopes on someone named Dave Scott addressing the Flyer fans. He doesn't want to sugarcoat it. You know what hit me? The fact that Ed Snyder is no longer around. Like, look at what's happened. This corporate, come on. Dave Scott is giving us a talk.
It was amazing. Dave he was Scott. There, and he really put the GM on a real hot seat, man.
Dave Scott do any good yesterday?
I think he told you you're not going to tear this down. And if you had any idea they were selling the team, I think it pretty much went away.
They're not selling.
It didn't look that way. No.
He was very strong in his comments, but it might just be lip service because he knows the fans are very angry.
Well, I don't know how it was lip service with the GM sitting right there, and it wasn't exactly like we can rebuild this. It was pretty.
How can he say they did all these great moves if they're awful?
Well, because they're hurt.
I mean, everybody gets hurt. No one's supposed to ever use injuries. Billy, isn't it unspoken you don't use injuries if you're having a terrible season?
Yeah, because you're giving the players a cop-out when you say that's why I'm not playing
well.
They
basically said that this is it. You're looking at kids. They may shut down their veterans.
Wow.
You learn they may shut down their veterans. You learn what I heard was they definitely know they don't have high-end talent. They said that.
Yeah.
They don't have high-end talent. It looks like they're going to move Giroux. If he agrees to it, it's all in his camp now. It's all basically. It was an amazing news conference.
It was amazing. I'm going to play some cuts for it a little later. It was, Pat, amazing, but I don't know what to take from it because these guys have not accomplished anything. So why would I suddenly go, they'll figure it out now when they have had an opportunity to and have not done it? Now I'm supposed to believe now they're going to make great moves where they have maybe the worst team in hockey right now.
It is the worst team in hockey right now.
All right. I didn't want to hedge it too far.
The problem is their biggest asset is probably their goalie, right?
Oh, he's not going anywhere.
He's not going.
I know,
anywhere.
But
you got to build on something. Now you want to screw up another team, Bill. You already screwed up. Pat, I need a superstar you can't stand.
Mr. Flat Earth himself, Kyrie Irving.
Kyrie Irving. Oh, that is a good one. Stay right there. This whole Harden thing, Al, is getting more complicated because he wants Kyrie Irving to get the shot. He said, I came here to play with three stars. Durant's hurt right now.
Yeah.
Could this guy at least get the shot so I have another star to play with? Really, it's getting real bumpy there. And you know what? I'm on Harden's side on that one. Get the shot.
Well, I think they'll change the rules.
And one other thing.
Anyway.
Only 30% of the people in this city who are eligible have gotten the booster.
Yeah.
Get the booster. Thank you, sir. That's a public service announcement. 215-592-9494. When we come back, yes, we will go over the comments that are being made about Daryl Morey now, and then Ava will involve Adele in the conversation via song. That's all coming up. WIP Sports.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
718. All right, welcome back. It is 7:24 right now on a Thursday morning. Ava Graham's here with the first read on our question today. Hey. We got two today. What's the first one, Ava?
We do, and it's brought to you by Armin Chevrolet of Ardmore. Armin carries the highest quality certified pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. Visit ArminChevy.com before you buy a pre-owned vehicle. Do you want the Eagles to pursue a trade for Deshaun Watson? 75% say no.
Wow. I'm surprised.
Three out of four think you're all wet.
I've never had 25% of people agree with me. I'm so happy.
You understand, too.
It's going to go down, Al.
They know he's a great player, and they still don't want him.
Yeah.
But you do.
Yeah. If he's the best player, I just don't want him to land somewhere else. And
well,
I think he could land in Washington for some reason. I just
all right,
feel
you
that
know
way.
What?
Yeah, that's a good Let, guess.
That's perfect. He belongs with Dan Snyder.
That's why I think
that's
it'll happen.
Perfect pairing there. They can both ogle the cheerleaders or whatever they're doing over there. Anyway, Ava, get ready. Later in this segment, Ava will cover Adele and put into perspective the issues involving Rich Paul, the super agent in the NBA, Ben Simmons, his client, and Adele, Rich Paul's main squeeze.
Maybe not main.
Yeah, well, there's some bumpy roads there. And in fact, Billy's even got a little bit on that in a minute. Billy will assess that relate. You just told me, but I'll get to it. Let me start with what I'm going to start with Shams Charania of The Athletic, Al. He's one of the best reporters of the NBA.
Yes.
And he believes now that we may have to wait till the offseason to get rid of Ben. Here's Shams.
The Sixers actually prefer to wait till the summer and take a shot at a James Harden or superstar of that ilk and see if they can go get a player like that. And that means having to save Ben Simmons and not trading him at the deadline now. The fact that Daryl Morey, the president of basketball operations in Philadelphia, is still shooting for the moon this late in the game. They've been sitting on Ben Simmons for 7 months, and he's still asking for everything that these other teams have. That's just not going to be the case. So at the end of the day, logically, the Sixers can literally wait for the summer and see if they can go get a James Harden, Dame Lillard, Brad Beal.
I did not agree with that strategy. Before, Billy, you tackle this, let me add a little more information. Kendrick Perkins, who knows the NBA as well as anybody, was on a podcast this week, and he said that the interest from the Phillies and Harden is mutual. Listen to that.
James Harden didn't sign his contract extension. Mm-hmm. All right? He didn't sign it. He was supposed to sign it. He was supposed to go KD, Kyrie, James Harden. Didn't happen. All right? So he didn't sign it. Now, James Harden camp is telling people in Philly, we want to come play with Embiid next year. This ain't no lie, this facts. But then he's telling the Brooklyn Nets, the ownership group different. Mm-hmm. See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. You think those guys were actually smoking pot while they were doing that podcast?
Smooth jazz.
Mm-hmm. Kind of all right, Billy, Harden loves Morey. Morey loves Harden.
Yes.
Harden's having some issues in Brooklyn, right? And Shams is saying Morey doesn't care about this year. He'll wait. Well, how you read this? Are you reading long game here and no real help for the Sixers this season?
Yeah, I think he's right in the sense that they got an asset in Ben. And with these trade rules and the salary cap, you need big numbers to get to a big salary like that. And Ben starts it. He's not equal value for Harden, but if you start there, then it gets you in the conversation. And I think Daryl's looking at it. You got Bill, who's in Washington, who could opt out of his contract and become a free agent. Damian Lillard is probably not going to play the rest of the year, so now he could be available. So you have a chance to really remake the team this summer by adding not just a Harden, but maybe it's a Bill, maybe it's somebody else. And during the summer, it's a lot easier to do deals because you can take on more contracts.
All right, but Billy, you're kind of suggesting Ben's still going to have a ton of trade value when he shuts it down for a whole year. Claiming he's got mental issues. He's still, the teams are still going to want him?
Yeah, because teams know the mental issue thing is, you know, like it's only a Philadelphia
it's bogus.
Issue.
It's
no, there's no mental. No.
It's a Philadelphia
no
issue.
Mental issue.
It's a Philadelphia mental issue.
He does not want to play for the Sixers.
That's it.
That's what it is.
It's simple.
Well, then that's not a mental issue.
Yes, it is. For him, it is.
All right.
I'm not buying it, but he can sell that. I wanted something to get done. I've changed my mind for one reason. Joel Embiid has won the MVP this year and next year from what's gone on here. Joel Embiid has done the impossible. He's not only won the MVP with his play on the field, he has managed to make Ben Simmons disappear. He has taken the elephant in the room and made it disappear with his play so that you can go through this year. He'll play so well, even if they don't lose, that those players will want to come here because of his play this year.
But I don't want to give up a year. But you're giving up a year of his career.
But
you're not going to
get
one of his prime years.
If Embiid had not played well this year,
yeah.
But now, if these players see what Embiid's done here now, they're going to want to come in, and he looks like he's actually really for real healthy.
Yeah. All right, one more issue, Billy. I got to get to this, too, because it's important. Apparently now, Rich Paul, the consultant and agent to Ben Simmons, is having some relationship issues with the top pop singer, Adele. Mm. Will that make it harder for Rich Paul to concentrate on the Ben situation?
No, because there's really nothing he can do. He can call Daryl all he wants, but it's in Daryl's hands, so...
Do you see that situation with Adele and Rich Paul ending soon? It's what you told me off the air.
Well,
No, here's my thing. I just look at like if you look at it in Hollywood, whatever.
Yeah,
those things
very common.
Six months ago, she told Oprah it was the greatest.
Yeah, yeah. She did.
Well, that was
she
6 months ago. Yeah. The blush of romance is waning.
You've gotten $180 million guy to sit out a season, and now you've got the biggest pop star in the world to sit out her Las Vegas residency.
Yeah, don't mess with Adele.
A lot of people are sitting out stuff when Rich Paul's around.
Well, he and Anthony Davis, too, that was in New Orleans.
And yesterday, Ava was sitting out doing this until we forced her to.
And then the one thing before you go in there, if you look at the MO, Anthony Davis was in New Orleans. He wanted out. They didn't do anything that whole season. He wanted to go to L.A. They waited that summer. They got the deal done.
No, you give me a lot of information on Anthony Davis. I don't care. I wanted information on Adele and Rich Paul. You gave me nothing. All right, thanks for nothing, Billy. All right, Ava.
Yes.
Do you have a way to put all this together in song?
I do. I was very reluctant to do this because she's Adele, but I do have something to say.
Hello, Adele. Rich Paul destroyed the Sixers. Don't let him get you down. Hello, Adele. Your fans paid stupid money to see you sing aloud. So don't let this relationship ruin all the fun. Hello from Philly. Ben could never shoot a three. And I'm sorry, Adele, for singing your song. But you need to get out before more damage is done. Hello from Philly. Ben Simmons' free throws are scary. Please, Adele, run from Rich Paul before he screws up your career like he's screwing our team.
Wow! Nobody tried to cover Adele.
Yeah, because it's impossible. Well,
it was great.
That was awesome.
It was great.
Outstanding.
All right. My conductor, my ensemble conductor is just like turning me off saying, scream sing. But you know what? It's Adele.
You crushed it.
Got to try to do it.
Take a bow. You crushed it. Mike's up from Berwyn. Hi, Mike.
That was awesome.
Wasn't that great? And she even did the lyrics.
That was awesome.
I love it. Mike, what are you feeling right now? What's going on with Ben?
You know, I just think that we're wasting Embiid's. You know, he's having such a great year, but he can't do it alone.
That's what I think.
And, you know, I don't know, is Harding the answer? And that's what I wanted to ask Billy.
Go on.
I mean, he's getting, you know, older. Is he the player he was, and can he help the Sixers?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I like James Harden, but the fact is, like, he is getting older. His extension will be, I think, it's $200-something million for four years if he comes here. I think in the final year of that extension, he'll make $61 million.
But he'll be 37.
Yeah.
All right, so is that we're waiting for something that maybe we shouldn't be waiting for.
Well, you're going to – if you do it – I mean, he's obviously a great player, and he can score, and I think you have him and Joel, you got a real chance. But it's going to be, you know, you better do it in the beginning, the first two or three years, because towards the end, when he's older, make a lot of money, Joel's older, make a lot of money.
So not you realize how short the window
is
now?
It's going to be a short window.
No, it's a short window because Embiid, I'm hoping he has two more great years healthy, and those are the 2 years I'll have him with Harden, and I got to win a championship one of those 2 years.
Yeah.
That's not much. I mean,
And the thing about it, I think, if Joel wasn't playing this way and the team wasn't winning, a deal for Ben Simmons probably would have happened sooner. But the fact that Joel's playing and the team's winning takes a lot of pressure off.
I feel bad for Joel.
And I think this summer, if they don't advance far in the playoffs, it gives them a chance to really remake the team. Maybe it's moving Ben, moving Tobias, and revamping the team to fit better around Joel.
To what, Mike? I need somebody, a superstar you can't stand.
Dennis Rodman.
Dennis Rodman, I can't stand him either because I got to know him. at the Wing Bowl, Al, and he was horrible.
He was.
All right, we come back. It's all callers, a whole segment of callers. I do want to map out, Al, a plan I have for Kyle, our intern.
Kyle Quinn,
Al.
He's not an intern, but he's
all right, assistant.
Yes.
I see them as interns. He's making his stand-up debut in a
yes,
week.
Yes, he is.
And he doesn't have material, but I have a plan. 215-592-9494, WIP Sports Type 736.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, we're back at 7:41. It's an all-caller segment. Mike's up from Lower Gwynedd. Hi, Mike. Mike, are you there? This is the problem. I go all-caller. They're not ready for me. Let me try Peter in Blackwood. Hi, Pete.
Hey, Angelo. Good morning.
How are you, Peter?
Let me ask you a question. In the draft coming up, is there any quarterbacks worth going after?
Well, the one you keep hearing is Pickett.
Yeah.
I don't want to go through that again. I'm kind of annoyed with all these guys I'm waiting to develop. And they even Wentz, Peter, second pick in the draft. After a couple of years, what did I have? Too risky.
Yeah,
I want
a championship.
I right now, really got kind of hit on the point. I'm getting closer and closer to wanting Russell Wilson.
Why?
Because I know he's really good, and I don't think 33 is old anymore for quarterback.
Why? Because of Brady?
So,
yeah.
Well, Rodgers is 37, 38.
Yeah.
What did he win?
Well, he has won a championship.
Yeah, 10, 11 years ago.
Russell has won a championship as well.
Peter, the idea of finding one, developing him, he stays healthy. I guess at my age, it's too much of a commitment.
So let's take the label off franchise quarterbacks then.
All right.
Stop. Projected him as franchise quarterbacks. You guys are not giving Hurts a chance right now.
I gave him 2 years, and I was on his bandwagon till last week. And then I hear a guy say that he can't read defenses. I haven't heard anything yet that makes me think that he's going to suddenly figure that out.
Ange, we had Barrett Brooks on yesterday.
I know.
And his contention is that, other people have said it, but he spoke about it, that colleges, they're not required at colleges. Colleges right. are so set on they're all looking to the sidelines for them to call the plays that they're not allowing quarterbacks to do it anymore.
All right. Barrett Brooks was a god. Back to you.
Okay.
Well, that was really ignorant.
No, it was not ignorant. He's not a quarterback. What does he know?
Okay.
Well, I mean, it's pretty obvious when you watch college football, which is why Wentz was actually easier to put into a NFL team, because at that level, ironically, they call games.
I know.
It's not like at Alabama.
That's the
Saban's
point.
He
had so many boxes checked, and he still flamed out.
Well,
That's the problem.
Yeah.
I can't trust the young guy anymore. Peter, I know Wilson is great. I've seen him when he's great. He's 33. He had a bad year. I'm buying low. This is when I want him.
So you would bring Wilson in to help Hurts?
I'm right? not committing yet. But I'm moving in that direction. Look, I can't do Watson. Watson is a train wreck. Right now, my best option appears to be Wilson, but I'm keeping my options open for a few more weeks.
All right. Let me just go back to something what happened Monday. The question was, what's worse than watching the Flyers, correct? Was that the question?
That was the contest. Yes, Peter.
All right. How about the expression on your wife's face when she found out you were going to be home for the rest of your life?
That has been an issue, Pete. Don't get me wrong. My wife has said, she has told many people that she plans to get a job to not be in the same domicile as me 24/7.
I would just change the locks.
Yeah. Great one, Pete. Pete, give me a superstar you can't stand.
It's got to be Wentz.
Carson Wentz.
Oh, there you go.
That's a very good one.
Superstar.
But that's not the issue. Yeah. The question is, what is Billy thinking? All right, let me try Peter in Blackwood. Hi, Pete. Oh, was that just Peter? That was Peter. I'll go to Scott in Barrington. Hi, Scott.
Brother Angela, morning crew, Brother King. What's good with you?
What are you feeling, Scotty?
Those six trucks says Brother King is there. Brother King, this Simmons thing, I'm kinda like I was saying get somebody, but I'm ready to wait for the summer because we, correct me if I'm wrong, any of you guys, we have enough role players and good role players, correct?
You do.
Okay, so yeah, so that's why I'm like, you know what? We're not going to get anybody, of course, right now. Like I said, you know, the situation, and we have enough role players. That's my whole thing, and that's what we're going
to
get back.
Here's the thing right now. What you got from Tobias Harris, you don't need him to get 33 or 32 points every night, but you need him to be a productive scorer alongside Joel right now to give yourself a chance. He hasn't had the year he had last year. Joel's having a phenomenal year. But if you can have Tobias playing well and getting the playoffs, you do have a great player in Joel that can carry you and see how far you can go. Then this summer you can revamp this team and build the team,
Billy,
that you want to build for the championship.
Is Joel better than you ever thought he'd be?
I thought he had the ability to play like this. I just didn't know if he was committed to go inside and dominate like he is. He is the biggest guy inside, and now he's taking advantage. It's almost like he realized, I can dominate these guys, and that's what he's doing. Until he decided that, I didn't think so.
It doesn't make you worried that there's a narrow window for him because he plays so aggressively that he's prone to get injured.
Yeah, but I think these last 2 years he's been playing much more under control, and he's doing things, getting inside and getting fouled. If he can play like that, then the biggest thing for him is he's just got to take care of his body and decide that this is my job, is to make sure I'm physically able to play every season, every minute I can play. Mm. And I think he's fine. And I think these last 2 years, like now you're watching him play, he looks in shape. He looks conditioned.
He does.
And he was doing it this year until I think the COVID hit him, and that's when he had a little problems there. But I think the last 2 years, he has been the most professional and conducting himself on the court as I've seen his whole career.
Scott, give me a superstar you can't stand.
I'm sorry, who's been said so far? Because I've been here at work.
Al Morganti.
So far, we have Rodman, we have Schilling, we have Wentz, and that's what I have.
Kyrie Irving.
Kyrie
Hill.
You write them all down.
I've got too many names.
What are you doing? All right, Billy, you're in charge of the rest of the show.
Schilling, Kyrie Irving, Dennis Rodman, Carson Wentz.
I missed the one guy.
Well,
I don't like that guy.
Right. Scott, who you got?
A-Rod.
Alex Rodriguez. I like it, Scotty. Stay right there.
Big-time Packers fan.
Andy the Troll is up. Hi, Andy.
Angelo, man, we got to have some record companies listening, man. Get Ava signed.
You like that, didn't you, Andy?
Bringing it, man. Winner of the month.
I love it, Andy. Andy the Troll. If Andy said something good, Al, that's very positive because he's a troll. What do you got, Andy?
You know what's a joke? Baseball with this whole Hall of Fame. I mean, how'd they ruin one of the greatest sports that we had? You got Big Poppy getting in, a player his first 6 years in MLB, never hit for over 20 home runs, right?
Mm-hmm.
He goes to Boston, gets with Manny Ramirez. All of a sudden, he starts banging 30 and 40 a year. Oh, but he wasn't juicing?
Exactly.
Come on, man.
Well, but you don't have proof.
Yeah, but you got Barry Bonds, you got Roger Clemens, you got Curt Schilling, three of the best players in their – Barry Bonds, one of the best all time.
Yeah.
Schilling and Clemens, one of the best two pitchers of the eras. And they're not in the Hall of Fame?
Because
you got Ty Cobb in the Hall of Fame? Come on, baseball.
All right, I'm more confused than ever. It seems, are you using character or are you not using character when you decide these things?
Here's the thing. If you got guys with questionable character already in, why wouldn't you put guys that have questionable character also in the Hall of Fame?
I mean, here's the thing. Andy, you're right. Once you start making those judgments, it's hard. But then, like Curt Schilling, I could never vote for him. He's a horse's ass.
Yeah, but he's a great pitcher, though. Barry Bonds.
I don't like him.
So is Barry Bonds, but he's one of the greatest players of all time. I don't want to waste all my time on baseball, though. Okay?
All right, well, you brought it up. I didn't bring it up.
There was a Flyers press conference yesterday.
Oh, yeah. I got the whole, I'm going to play the whole thing at 8:20.
You know why nobody heard it? Because nobody cares about the Flyers.
That's a question.
How about you only play a minute of it?
I'm going to play like 30 seconds of it.
That should be your new question of the day. What's more irrelevant to the fan, Ben Simmons or the Flyers? You can have Al Morgani give his first vote.
You're a troll, Andy. You're a troll.
You're on this whole Russell Wilson hype train, right?
No, I'm not. Right now, I am exploring him. I have a committee I have appointed to look into Russell Wilson.
Here's the deal. You got to start thinking, why would Russell Wilson want to come to a team with zero playmakers on defense, right? One or two playmakers on offense, a decent O-line that lost Brandon Brooks, good contract, Howie, too, since he signed that extension, he played three games.
Right.
And an O-line that may lose Jason Kelce when he wants to solidify his career as a Hall of Famer and he's got a no-trade clause. Why would he want to come to Philly?
Because that may be his best option. They are a playoff team. They have a young, impressive coach, and they have some of the pieces you need to be a good team. He may look at that. That may be. But, Andy, look at what else. If the Giants want him, he doesn't want to go there. Where is he going to have a great chance?
What about Pitt? What about Green Bay?
I don't know. How good are they?
Green Bay's got that kid that they're probably going to play.
You don't think Pitt's got more weapons than the Eagles?
I don't know. I'm not sure if they want him. They might not want him.
What about Claypool? What about Fairmuth?
They don't have three first-round picks that they could trade to get him.
Yeah, but they can package future picks, too.
I don't know.
And he's got a no-trade clause, too. You got to remember that.
I understand that, but he doesn't want to play in Seattle, so he's going to have to waive that. He's got to see what the best opportunity is for him. That's what it is. Andy, I need a superstar you can't stand.
All right, I got one for you. Can I quickly on that question, Monday, what would you rather watch than the Flyers?
Right? Yeah.
I couldn't get in. But what about what would you not rather watch than the Flyers? What about Butch from Manioc on the Boardwalk featuring Will Gaunt? I'd be out on that.
That might have won, Andy. That contest was 3 days ago.
So the athlete that we all hate, that's great. Yep. I can't stand this guy. What about Floyd Money Mayweather?
Floyd Mayweather, put him down, Al. All right, I got some lines open. 215-592-9494. You heard all the names. Jump on. I got five great prizes today. Now, I got Kyle Quinn here, Al, and I've been trying to ponder what to do. Because Kyle Quinn is going to do three solid minutes. And February 5th is St. Titus Church opening for Joe Conklin.
Okay.
Kyle Quinn has never performed on stage before. Is that correct, Kyle?
That is correct.
But he did do some Twitter jokes on Monday
that
we thought were amusing, and we really enjoyed the way he delivered them.
Yeah, but 3 minutes, a long time.
So I have come up, Al, with a plan, all right? Mm-hmm. And it hit me this morning when I was listening to Aziz Ansari, great stand-up comedian, doing jokes about Aaron Rodgers. Here is a tiny sample of Aziz making fun of Rodgers.
All right, calm down. He's a football player. He read some articles. He got skeptical. He did some research. Are you stunned he came to the wrong conclusion? Did you really think he was going to crack the case? Did you think Fauci was going to be out there like, oh, I just got off the phone with Aaron Rodgers? This poor guy. It's like we're all in high school and we're making fun of the quarterback for doing bad on the science test. You're a dummy, Aaron. You're a dummy. You don't know anything, do you? You're a dum-dum.
All right. Here's my plan. Kyle, you on board?
I'm on board, yeah.
There is no way we could write material as clever and funny as that.
No.
We are going to steal material from other comics.
Yes.
Right?
That's what comics do.
I understand that. In fact, I'm pretty sure most of them do it.
Didn't what's his name tell us, right. Dom, tell us that that Robin Williams used to steal
yes,
from people?
Yes, he did. I don't want to name names, but that is one name that's come up quite often.
Set it on
so
the air.
Here's what we're going to do, but we're going to get away with it because we're going to steal from several different, and we're only going to steal a little.
Yeah, no paper.
So here's what I need you to do between now and 9:30.
Mm-hmm.
I need you to take that material and make it your own.
All right, I'm going to mimic it.
So later in the show, around 9:40, Al, we're going to bring Kyle Quinn back on, and he will attempt to do the routine you just heard. Right?
Yes.
And then we will say we may not use all of it. We're going to cherry pick.
I guess.
We are going to steal all of Kyle's material. Because, Kyle, you have what do you have so far other than that?
Nothing.
He has nothing.
Well, good.
It's only a week away, so we're going to just steal the material.
3 minutes is a long
time. I understand it is. So this here would give us 30 seconds if he can nail it, right?
Yeah.
Then we only need five more entries from five other comics.
Tell you who not to steal from, because he's not funny. Maniscalco?
Al, shut up.
You're
he's
an idiot.
He's telling you,
Don't listen to Al.
You're
Kyle,
so wrong. Yeah.
Later in the show, you're going to do that routine with us.
I can do it.
All right, you go away now, because Al, he is a quick study. This kid's quick.
Yeah, he is.
Go, and later in the show, he will do that routine. He's trying to master the cadence.
It's all in the delivery.
It's a lot. Aziz is amazing.
Yeah.
He's very funny. He even sings.
Maniscalco is funnier.
Maniscalco is hilarious.
Yes.
But Al doesn't
Al like it.
I tried. And
Al
I
doesn't
to
like
it.
Italian no,
I,
humor.
I listened to it. And
you
it
really
like,
hate Italians.
He doesn't like Italians.
I listened to him like, this is funny.
He doesn't.
Al, I just saw him live a couple months ago.
He's phenomenal.
I literally couldn't stop laughing.
But Al
the whole
wouldn't
time.
Laugh because it's Italian humor.
Yeah, that's true.
215-592-9490. If we come back, Ray Dittiger, Al, is going to give us his picks on the championship games, and he's going to talk about some of these Eagles issues. Ray is next. Don't go anywhere. WIP Sports Time, 756. Let me tell you what's going on at Borgata. Here's the first thing going on. We are. We'll be there tomorrow. How exciting is that? Also, you're only miles away.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.